Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this 15th Sunday after Pentecost, proper 18 year B. Our readings for today, Proverbs chapter 22, verses 1 and 2, 8 and 9, 22 and 23, Psalm 125, the letter of James chapter 2, verses 1 to 17, and the Gospel of Mark chapter 7, verses 24 to 37. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come bringing the baggage that we have carried with us for most of our lives. We have come bringing our concerns and worries and the questions for which we still have no answer. We have come with the frustrations and emptiness that cripple our lives and encompass our days. We come bringing all that we have and all that we are into the presence of the One who is the bread of life, that as we adore You, You may bring healing to us and glory to Him. Amen. Lord, it is a joy to be in Your presence. It is an awesome experience to know You as the living God. Though You hold all creation in Your hands, You have promised to hold us in Your love. Though You are great enough to inhabit eternity, You have promised to live in the hearts and lives of those who put their trust in You. Though You are worshipped by all the host of heaven, You have promised to receive the worship of broken, contrite hearts. We pray, make Your presence known, and may our praise be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the hymn CPWI 389. We gather together.
We gather together to ask the Lord's blessing. He chastens and hastens His will to make known. The weak and oppressing now cease from distressing. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. Sing praises to His name, He forgets not His own. Beside us to guide us, our God with us joining, ordaining, maintaining His kingdom divine. So from the beginning, the fight we were winning, Thou Lord were at our side. Glory be Thine. Thou Lord were at our side, O glory be Thine. We all do extol Thee, Thou leader triumphant, and pray that Thou still our defender wilt be. Let Thy congregation escape the tribulation. Thy name be ever praised, O Lord, make us free. Thy name. be ever praised. O Lord, make us free.
We pray the collect. We pray the collect for proper 18, followed by our parish prayer. Grant us, O Lord, to trust in you with all our hearts. For as you always confound the proud who confide in their own strength, so you never forsake those who make their boast of your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled The Royal Law. The Royal Law. The letter of James has been described as the book of practical Christianity. In his letter, James is trying to help those who are striving to follow this new way, the way of Christ, to understand in practical terms what is required of a disciple of Christ. James affirms that being a disciple is a way of life. Loyalty to Christ is expressed in every dimension of life. In chapter 1, James affirms that every generous act of giving with every perfect gift is from above. James chapter 1, verse 17. He reminds us as disciples of Christ that all and any blessing we receive, whether we perceive them as blessings or not, come from God, who loves us and desires what is best for us. James invites all disciples of Christ to be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. Chapter 1, verse 22. He affirms that the word is there for our guidance, and therefore the doer who acts on the word will be blessed in their doing. Verse 25. James goes on to help his readers, and that of course includes us, to understand that religion is not a matter of thought and word. True religion expresses itself in action. James writes, "Religion that is pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for the orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world." James chapter 1, verse 27. True religion involves reaching out to those in distress, to the marginalized, those who are in need, physical, emotional, or spiritual, and to follow the way of God rather than the way of the world. In chapter 2, James points us to our tendency to judge individuals by outward appearance. In our misguided nature, we tend to favor the well-dressed, the rich, and I dare say those who have the gift of gab, and neglect or dismiss those who do not come up to our acceptable standards of dress or status. James points out that it is usually the poor who demonstrate faith in God and live by the principles of God's kingdom. Therefore, they are naturally heirs of the kingdom. He affirms that it is not the poor who oppresses you or drags you into court. It is the rich who often abuse their position and power. Chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. James then gets to the heart of the matter. What is essential for those who wish to be disciples of Christ and heirs of the kingdom of God? He writes, "You do well if you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." James chapter 2, verse 8. James, the man of action, points us to the commandment that enables us to express our faith in God and our discipleship in Christ. The royal law, he calls it. The king's law. God is king, the ruler of the universe. It is a command from our superior, our sovereign. Therefore, it must be obeyed. It is our command, our duty, our way of demonstrating our commitment, loyalty, and allegiance to God. What does God require of us? How do we demonstrate that we are followers of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? We are required to live by the sovereign law of love. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the ancient book of laws and regulations of the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus, the people of God are invited to holiness. You shall be holy as the Lord is holy. Leviticus 19, verse 2. A life of holiness involves following the way of God, that is, obeying God's law, and for us to be, as Paul advises, imitators of Christ. When we examine the ministry of Jesus, the Son of God, we see love in action. Jesus reached out in love to Jews and Gentiles alike. In fact, when his own, to whom he came, rejected him, he went among the Gentiles to teach, preach, and heal. In today's Gospel from Mark chapter 7, although Jesus acknowledged that he came to his own, what he came to do was to bring salvation to Jews and Gentiles alike. Salvation to the whole world. He healed the Syrophoenician woman's daughter and the deaf and dumb man who was also a Gentile. The royal law, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. In the Gospel of Luke, when Jesus was being tested by a lawyer and asked the first question that comes to mind when we hear that royal law, "And who is my neighbor?" Luke chapter 10, verse 29. Jesus told the story of the Good Samaritan, affirming the fact that my neighbor is any of God's children who need a demonstration of love. Neighbor is not limited to proximity, race, class, religion, or any other distinction. We are all children of God. regardless of our origin, lifestyle, culture, or religion. Therefore, we are called to reach out to all of God's people in love. We are to bear in mind that love is patient and kind. It is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 to 8a. The love that we need to obey the royal law comes to us from God. As we acknowledge and subject ourselves to God's gift of the Holy Spirit, we will be able to obey this royal law. Love your neighbor as yourself. Notice, we are required to love ourselves first. It is the love that we have for ourselves that will be the standard for loving others. In order to love ourselves, we have to be able to answer the question, who am I? For it is a truism that to know is to love. Who am I? I was created individually and lovingly by God, given the gift of life by God, equipped with gifts by God, my Creator, to enable me to take my place and fulfill my purpose in whatever part of God's world God has placed me. I am, therefore, a special child of God. At baptism, God united me with Christ. I was adopted as a child of God, made a member of the body of Christ, the church, and an inheritor of God's kingdom. All of this makes me unique and important in God's scheme of things. I am aware that God loves me. My physical imperfections don't matter. My mental or intellectual deficiencies do not matter. My social status does not matter. God, my Creator, loves me. How do I know all this? God sent God's one and only Son to die that I might have this special relationship with the Creator God, that I might experience the gift of life in all its abundance and receive God's gift of eternal life. I am therefore worth loving. God loves me, therefore I can love myself. I am a child of God. We are all special children of God. My neighbor, whatever is his or her status, condition, or standing, is also a special child of God. We are indeed brothers and sisters of the same Heavenly Father, whether we believe in him or not. Therefore, as I love myself as a child of God, God requires me to love all his other children. However, we must always remember that love is a verb, a doing word, an action word. As we keep the royal law, We are called to act out of love towards all our brothers and sisters. Like the Good Samaritan, we are to go the extra mile to ensure that those in need have their real need satisfied. We begin with the initial response, but we strive always to see the task to the end. Jesus never healed anyone halfway. The healing was always total. As disciples of Christ, we can be certain that as we strive to obey the royal law, God, through the Holy Spirit, will enable us with willing, loving hearts to see the task to the end. As intentional disciples, we are to obey always the royal law. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Let us pray. O holy and ever blessed Lord, teach us, we beseech you, to love one another, to exercise forbearance and forgiveness towards our enemies, to recompense no man evil for evil, but to be merciful even as you, our Father in heaven, are merciful, that so we may continually follow after you in all our doings and be more and more conformed to your image and your likeness. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. O God, fountain of love, pour your love into our hearts, that we may love those whom you love with the love which you give us, and think and speak with the love that you have given us, and think and speak of them tenderly, meekly, lovingly. And so, loving our brothers and sisters for your sake, we may go in your love, and dwelling in your love, may dwell in you, for Christ's sake. Amen. O God of love, we pray you to give us love. Love in our thinking, love in our speaking, love in our doing, and love in the hidden places of our soul. Love of our neighbors near and far. Love of our friends, old and new. Love of those with whom we find it hard to bear, and love of those who find it hard to bear with us. Love of those with whom we work, and love of those with whom we take our ease. Love in joy, love in sorrow, love in life, and love in death, that so at length we may be worthy to dwell with you, you who are eternal love. Amen. And as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the hymn CPWI 457. O love, how deep, how broad, how high. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And we pray that you will go out into the world in peace. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Never pay back wrong with wrong. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Love one another. Love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may God keep us in peace. O Christ, O God, under the protection of your holy and venerable cross, save us from our enemies, visible and invisible, and count us worthy to glorify you with thanksgiving, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, world without end. Amen. We pray that you will have a spiritually rewarding and productive week. We remind you that our churches can now be open, but only for 1-hour services and also 25% capacity. But we thank the Lord for small mercies. And remember the four W's. Continue to worship your God. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Watch your distance. And please, if you haven't been, please be vaccinated. Do have a very special week, and we commit ourselves, Lord, I want to be a Christian.